Prologue. Michael Lewis wrote the book Liar's Poker after working for Salmon Brothers as a trader from 1985 to 1988. In this book, he explained how money was made on Wall Street by means of buying and selling American debt. Although he may have set out to be a deterrent with regard to students entering the field, he achieved the opposite, and for 20 years Lewis patiently waited for the stock exchange's ways to end, something that did not happen. He initially states both his fascination with, as well as contempt for, the financial machine that Wall Street in fact was. Meredith Whitney in 2007 is credited with predicting Citigroup's fall due to its mismanagement of affairs, something that happened a fortnight later. Hers became a voice to listen to, and after the crisis of 2008, she categorically stated the blame was to be laid at the feet of the bankers who did not manage or allocate capital properly. This made Lewis curious, and he contacted her about whether she knew of anyone that had anticipated the catastrophe, upon which she mentioned six people including Steve Eisman and John Paulson. Chapter 1. Although Steve Eisman was an equity analyst with Oppenheimer, he had initially been a corporate lawyer and was talented at breaking consensus opinions. Specialty finance, which became big during the 1990s, had companies such as The Money Store and Ames Financial giving out loans to Americans who were cash-strapped at the time.